This is The Issue. I'm Ezra Schroyer. Joining me here today is Paul Edwards, author of Wet America. On this episode, we'll be talking about wetlands and how oil drilling affects their rich ecosystems. But not only that, we'll also be discussing how it influences our economy. What comes to your mind when you hear the word wetland? You might think about bad smells, thick canary grass, or even an episode of the TV show Duck Dynasty. At face value, there doesn't seem to be anything controversial about them. However, beyond all the obvious features of wetlands, far beneath the surface, many contain a treasure trove of valuable resources such as oil, gas, and even precious metals. Wetlands are also home to half of the animals and one-third of the plants on the endangered species list. Today we're going to focus on oil drilling and the impact it has on our precious wetlands. So to start things off, Paul, we know that wetlands provide a variety of benefits to the world, like water filtration, carbon absorption, just to name a couple. What are some of the justifications for destroying even more wetlands when they're already disappearing so fast at a rate of 60 acres per hour?
Let me just push back a little there, Ezra, because this is a statistic that is so commonly misunderstood. You see, wetlands were lost at a rate of 60 acres per hour between 1780 and 1980. So that's certainly not the case today. And oil drilling only accounted for a small portion of that statistic.
Of course, oil drilling isn't to blame for all of the wetland loss. But I think you would agree that it's more reasonable to focus on preserving the wetlands we have rather than gambling on a fragile ecosystem.
Well, that is a legitimate concern. And it is taken into careful consideration before any drilling procedures can begin.
I get that it's a concern, but how big of a concern is it? Are you telling me that if an abundance of oil is discovered just beneath a thriving ecosystem, big oil drilling corporations will back away from the opportunity?
Look, that seems like it would be a very isolated case. In fact, in most cases, even in thriving ecosystems, there can be measures put in place to reduce and even eliminate any damage to the environment or harm to the animals that live there. If you look at Big Cypress National Park in the Everglades, there is a thriving wildlife and ecosystem. And to protect that, there is a list of 47 mitigation measures that must be obeyed for companies to drill on or around those wetlands. For instance, all prime oil drilling locations are meticulously scouted out by rangers first, just to be sure that there will not be any interference with the wildlife. And trucks are actually only allowed to cross most areas once so that they don't cause excessive damage to the endangered grasses or plants that exist there.
I'm still not quite convinced. I mean, how would you feel if giant trucks were driving across your front yard?
Okay, yeah.
I think it's safe to say that the mitigation measures only reduce and don't eliminate damage. Because there's always that chance that an accident's going to happen. Take the 2010 BP oil spill, for example. The Gulf of Mexico and the Louisiana wetlands were destroyed.
And I don't necessarily disagree with you, because there's always that possibility that a disaster happens. But just because there's a possibility that you die in a terrible car accident doesn't mean that you stop driving, you see? This is where we have to do a little bit of cost-to-benefit analysis. The bottom line for me is that the data shows that oil drilling does have a positive influence on the domestic economy by creating more jobs and competing with foreign oil companies to drive down prices for consumers. And while I do understand the importance of wetlands and the vital role they play in the ecosystem, it seems to me that if proper procedures are followed and strict regulations are put in place, any damage done to the wetlands can be dramatically mitigated, and the environment and economy can both flourish and grow together.
Well, thank you for coming on, Paul.
Thank you, Ezra. My pleasure.
It's clear that Paul believes we can balance conservation and commercialization, but we want to hear from you. You can tweet us over at The Issue Podcast. Thanks for listening.